Welcome back. Second hour of the program rolling on here. The whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA. Our power to play sports poll question of the day. Who has the better fan base? I mean, after what the Bills Mafia did over the weekend, getting so loud with 6,700 that the Ravens had some serious issues snapping the ball, which, you know, was a big contributor to the Ravens losing that game. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe they're able to get better blocks on that play that leads to the concussion. I mean, this Bills team is great. And you get this, man. Bills Mafia, they're more than just a crazy fan base that's diehard. They all felt terrible for Lamar Jackson. So they all, like, started this FundMe page for and they gave back to one of his charities. And they raised, like, $300,000. Isn't that crazy? How could you not say Bills Mafia is up there? 36% of the Hooligans say Bills. 21% say Chiefs. That is the second best fan base, according to the Hooligans here today. Packers next. Steelers. Broncos. Seahawks. No one's clicking other. So, wow. Is it, I mean, a lot of our listeners are Colorado people. You just don't see it anymore with the fan base? Or is it just this Bills thing so fresh in your mind and Chiefs Kingdom and all that? Well, go vote. Broncos got to get up there. They're at 10%, so they're tied with the Steelers. You're going to let the Chiefs run away with this bad boy, huh? Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. That is our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. The Weld County Swami says, quick thought. The fact that the quarterback position changing for Denver completely changed their narrative as a team means Locke isn't the answer. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos said, if Deshaun Watson's on the Broncos, are they a playoff team? Right now, this team as it is, are they a playoff team? They won 5 games last year, over the season. Feels like a year ago. You put Deshaun Watson in. Is that good to get you to 10 wins? Double up your wins? Is Houston a better team without Deshaun than the Broncos are without Deshaun? I mean, I like the pieces the Broncos have. I'd like to see an urgency on the defensive side this year. I think that Deshaun he's one of those guys. He's one of those quarterbacks that's that good. I do think it's a train wreck in Houston. I mean, J.J. Watt will tell you that. They have not been able to handle... I mean, look at how they handled the Brock Osweiler thing. And again, not a comparable star. He wasn't a star. But it was such a dysfunctional organization. The owner and the coach weren't even on the same page when Brock got into town. And when that keeps happening with management and head coach, it's up to the top. It's just the entire ownership situation for Houston. It's all of it. So... yeah, I mean, Deshaun, you watch him play. He had the best numbers, some of the best numbers in the league. Give me those numbers. And Drew had some of the worst numbers in the league, right? So, I said last year, and I feel good about this, Jameis Winston played for Tampa Bay and threw 30 picks, they weren't a playoff team. And I said, put Tom Brady in there. You're not only a playoff team, you're a Super Bowl team. One away. I'm one game away from that coming true, Colfax. You got to own your biggest predictions, because Lord knows I make a lot of bad ones. But I did predict Tampa Bay and Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl this year. I'm one game away, one magical weekend away from it all taking place just exactly the way I said it. But... look at that difference. Now, again, Tom Brady, I get it, but is Deshaun Watson better than Tom Brady at this point in his career? Who's the better quarterback today? Yeah, I mean, assuming age isn't an issue and Tom Brady's going to be this Tom Brady for the next 10 years, he's not going to get any worse, he's not going to get any better. Deshaun's not going to get any worse, he's not going to get any better. Who are you taking? You're taking Deshaun. So you got Tampa Bay on a good defense. Tom Brady takes this team to the NFC Championship. On a great defense, I should say. Are the Denver Broncos a great defense? No. Are they a good defense? They're in that average to good. You know, at the start of the season, they were good, kind of dropped off a bit. But they have a lot of things. Now, again, that's big on Justin Simmons. How, what are you going to do there? Would you give it all away for Deshaun, essentially? The price that our boy Zach Stevens is throwing out there, three first-rounders. It's what people keep coming at. Where is this three first-rounders coming from? I mean, I've had Hulligans texting me that for 2 weeks now. Three first-rounders. Did he say a couple second-rounders? Like two? Three first-rounders, two second-rounders. So five picks, all in the first and seconds. Bradley Chubb and Courtland Sutton and Drew Lock for good measure. I mean, yeah, fine. You could. That's fine. Are you going for that, Colfax? If I tell you Deshaun's top five in this league right now.
I think it was Bradley Chubb or Sutton, right?
Oh, it was. He said Chubb or Sutton.
I don't think I'd give both of them away with all that. I'd do the three first rounds, the two second rounds, and then one or the other on Sutton or Chubb.
Go one or the other there.
Yeah.
What if they come back and say, we want both?
Okay.
And you got Deshaun. He'll be in Denver tomorrow.
Do we get a keep Lock?
I don't think that. You just take, no, they'll probably. Can you take Lock?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess, what do you have to lose? Like, what are you going to do?
You've been bad for 5 years, yeah. And you've been bad because you don't have a quarterback.
Yep.
You don't have a quarterback. You've had Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Drew Lock. You can't figure that out.
Slaughter.
Slaughter. Apparently, he's going to be the saving grace, yes. By the way. That's what everybody wants him to come back and save the Broncos. I don't know. 2 weeks ago, I said no. But that's it. I mean, you got the quarterback position right with Peyton. Deshaun coming to Denver makes Denver a more attractive place to play. You like your GM, so he's going to be able to finagle some deals, you think, with this. Plus, well, you won't have that draft pick anymore. I mean, are you happy? You're going to have to secure a lot of contracts then. Because if you don't have your next 3 years for what am I trying to say here?
I got
next
you.
3 years first rounders. I mean, they're number nine. It's pretty legit, man. That's a good pick, and that's going to go away. Plus, whatever you do in the next 2 years, plus if you get rid of some second rounders. So, man, that seems steep for me. But have we ever quite seen a deal like this? I mean, he's 25 years old. He's got his entire career. I mean, this has got a long career in front of him. I mean, you're talking. Look at these quarterbacks playing this weekend, man. You got guys in their 40s. So if you're looking at that, you have your guy easy for the next 10 years. I mean, again, you'll have to re-sign him. But if you just don't, you know, make up a bunch of empty promises to him, then you might be set at that quarterback position. It's interesting. Eastside, talking about our poll question. Brady, seriously? 6,700 making that much noise in a wide-open arena? Had to be super piped in. I think there was piped in, but there were Baltimore players saying they were hearing actual people, and it was freaking loud. They had these, like, poppers or something that they were given that they could pop on the seats in front of them. And, I mean, they're loud. Bills Mafia's loud. I'm sure it was, yeah, a lot of it was piped in, but they were loud. And, I Bills Mafia, they have the best nickname as far as a fan base, don't they? Bills Mafia? Yeah, I think so. So what does this mean, Colfax, about Drew Lock? You guys are ready to give up the farm and then some for Deshaun Watson. That means that you have zero faith in Drew Lock. Because you're willing to give up three first-rounders, a Sutton or Chubb, maybe, and then, you know, maybe even saying, hey, you know what, screw it. We'll go with what you ask. A couple of second-rounders. And then throw Drew Lock into that mix, as if that's going to sweeten the deal. That says that Broncos country doesn't want Drew Lock. That you're done. The experiment is over. He failed the test. It's time to move on. Okay, so now the dust is settled and Deshaun Watson goes to the Jets or whatever, because they're trying to clean up their act there. Or wherever he goes. Now the dust settled. Drew Lock probably is aware that the Broncos were willing to make a generous offer. How do you go back? Do you go back? Do you just... So are the Broncos now in that position then? all right, if it's not you, Deshaun Watson, we were in that arena. We were in that new quarterback arena. So we might as well stay there. We're going to go for the draft. We're going to go in the draft here. We're going to see if Matt Stafford trade is still available. But it's not going to be Drew Lock. I mean, that's what we know, right? Look at all these guys in the playoffs, Colfax. Look at Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. You knew after year one, Josh Allen had some growing pains, but you still had a really good idea. Drew Lock had the 4 out of 5, really, you know, pretty good games against bad teams, but then answered it with a full season with, to be quite frank, an abysmal season. I mean, we can talk about some of what are his strengths? What are those redeeming qualities that you walk away from going, Drew Lock's good at that? You know, he's the best in the league at that. You don't. And that's it. You got 2 years. And I know that doesn't seem like a lot anymore, but I need to see progression, and there wasn't. Drew Lock was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. For the most part. I mean, you know, he did improve his numbers a little bit. And a little. Not by much. But he did a little bit. But he's at the bottom of the barrel. For the most part. And, you know, you look at some of these quarterbacks that are out there getting big chunks of yards and getting touchdowns, having a good touchdown interception ratio. I mean, you just, at the end of the day, you start going, what does Drew Lock do that's better than anybody else? It's just not there. I mean, on the, as far as these quarterbacks go, man, his numbers were just rough. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. You're willing to give up the farm for Deshaun. And listen, it's hard to argue. Look at his numbers. On a bad team, 4,800 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. We don't even know what that looks like anymore with the quarterback, man. Drew Lock, this year, 2,900 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions. Is it going to get better than that? Now, again, he did make progression. I mean, he progressed a little bit from first middle part of the season to the last, you know, few. He had some better moments, but still, not quite there. So, I think this is where we are. I mean, you guys are ready to give up so much. And I, listen, it's hard to disagree. That's got to mean that you're done with Drew Lock. Seems like the last couple of weeks that have gone by, you know, we all tried to dress it up and say, oh, Drew's going to be fine. He'll get it. One more year. Let's load it up again. But now you're going this new direction with management. You know, now there's time suddenly. You get 6 years with George Payton. This isn't about John Elway and his last stand anymore. This is about, yeah, and Vic, if he doesn't work out, whatever. Go get a different coach. Now you have time. So wouldn't now? I mean, maybe you do reload this thing because you have 6 years with this general manager. You either reload it in the draft or if you can get it all for Deshaun, because you're going to go one of two ways here. You're either going to go and build for the future. You got this number 9 pick, and that's either going to be a quarterback or a cornerback. Either way, you expect them to be big-time pieces to what you're going to do. And then you're still growing. You're still trying to develop. Or you go for Deshaun Watson, and you're no longer saying you're a growing, developing team. You basically just threw out all of your future picks in the top 2 rounds for the next 2 to 3 years. Boy, this is going to be interesting. Again, this is must-see television with the Broncos. If it's Von Miller, Justin Simmons, what are you doing with the quarterback position? The ownership situation, which will be moving along in the next year or so. There's a lot to it, man. All right, Colfax, PlayStation 5 is on the line. We're going to NoCo. We're playing at NoCo Mobile Gaming inside the trailer. We're going to be out at St. Michael Square right across from the tavern, so you can grab a beer, grab something to eat. The winner of this tournament, no purchase necessary, no gimmicks, nothing. You will just be handed a fresh, shiny new box, and inside of it is a PlayStation 5 for winning this tournament. But you got to get in. We're accepting 20. So if you want in on this, Now's the time. I am taking two right now, two, to get in. I'm going to go caller number four, caller number six, caller number four, caller number six on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310, 970-353-1310. Caller four, caller six, we're playing February 3rd, couple of hours. You go play your Madden game. If you lose, you're out, whatever, but you get a chance to be in, and if you win the whole thing, a free PlayStation 5 to do with whatever the hell you want. Callers 4 and 6, 970-353-1310, or toll-free 877-353-1310. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get more. Hey, hoops over the weekend. We'll talk about the weekend that was. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Halls Show, 1310 KFKA.
Got some big games coming up, Colfax, on the college basketball side of things, or really the basketball side of things. You know, we got the Nuggets tomorrow, need to get back to 500. I need to see a 5 or 6, something like that, to get out of this funk that they're in at this stage. But coming off of some nice weekends for the, you know, three of the college teams that we really focus and hone in on here, that was a must-win series there for UNC. Probably must win for CSU because you can't lose to San Jose State. But look at this Rams team now. They're 10-2 on the year. They're 7-1, and they're right behind Utah State and Boise State. Now, we talked to Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network last week, and he thinks that potentially there could be four teams that go to the conference tournament, to the March Madness tournament. And that would, I mean, the way I'm getting around to that is you got a regular season champ, you got a Mountain West champ, not the same, and then two at-large? That would be it, unless he's saying three at-large. So, you know, Boise State and Utah State, now they want San Diego State in because that's just been a good rep, a good basketball program. And so, you know, that's the other one we're talking about. They're 9-4 in the year, but they lost both of those to Utah State. They 57-45 the other night, and then they lose 64-59, a great game there. This is a huge test for the Rams. I mean, was Thursday the question or Friday was our question, our poll question? A lot of Rams fans just kind of laughed in my face. Could we be seeing the best Colorado State men's basketball team? You know, I got one of two answers. Brady, you're out of your mind. This is stupid. Or we got to wait and see what happens against Utah State. This is my game of the week, man. I like the Rams to win one of these things. And then you go up against Boise. If you split, where do you put the Rams? I mean, if you split these next two, then, I mean, you're no further than where you were, but you're no further back. And, I mean, you got to – it's going to be tough to beat both of the – to beat a Utah State team twice is going to be difficult. To beat them once is going to be difficult, let alone twice. Same with Boise State. So right now, here's where you stand in the conference. You have Boise State 8-0 in the conference, Utah State 8-0, Colorado State 7-1. So this is an opportunity, man. And Nevada's sitting there at 5-3. San Diego State's 9-4 on the year, but their conference record is 3-3 because they ran into CSU and they split there, and they lost both to Utah State. So it's never as bad as it looks if you just look at that and go, well, they lost to arguably the best team in the conference, which is Utah State. So I really, really like that game. Pumped for that one. UNC had a must-win situation in my mind over the weekend, too. Had to do it. I mean, they played against a team that they're supposed to beat fairly easily, right? And they did. They beat Idaho both games, 74-54 and then 75-61. Feel good about that. So that moved them up. They were third from last in the conference, but that just like that, they're 4-4 in the conference, and that moved them to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They're in sixth place. They have Eastern Washington on Thursday. two games against Eastern Washington. That's where you got to take advantage of that. Try to climb over them. And then, let's see, what's after that? Northern Arizona. They're kind of struggling. So these are games. You know, Eastern Washington, 3-5 on the year. They're not having the year they expected. So two games coming up against Eastern Washington, and then you have that Northern Arizona set. Another, this is, again, 3-1. Is it reasonable to say 3-1 for the Bears? And you get back over that hump? They are over the 500 mark, but you want to get over that 500 mark in conference play. So the Bears have a huge week coming up. Colorado Buffaloes just keep doing it. They're 11-3, third in the Pac-12. They beat Stanford over the weekend, 77-64. And Stanford was ahead of them. The Buffs jumped up. So you have UCLA, who beat the Buffs at the beginning of last week, or over the weekend, last weekend. They're sitting at 7-0 in the conference. Then there's USC, then Oregon, then the Buffs. Well, what's coming up for the Buffs? They'll be at Washington on Wednesday night. They play a lot of Wednesday games, which kind of works out. You see CSU and UNC playing a lot of Thursday, Saturdays, and then, or Tuesday, CSU. I think the Bears for the rest of the way are going to be Thursday, Saturdays. But we'll get CSU tomorrow night, and then we'll get the Buffs on Wednesday. And Washington's the bottom of the barrel. So the Buffs should grab that win, and then it's at Washington State, a team that knocked them out of the Pac-12 tournament, which we didn't get to finish that tournament, but that was the team that knocked them out last year. So the Buffs looking for revenge there. Winnable games, they play them twice. And then you have Utah again. You know, 500-type team. So big, a lot of games the Buffs should win before you see them get into the Arizona. Well, they have Arizona State, too, before they get back into playing Arizona, which this will be in Boulder. So I would not be shocked, Colfax, if the Buffs win 1, 2, 3, 4 games here in a row, 5 games in a row, the next 5. They'd be 16-3 before taking on Arizona February 6th. Hey, that'll be during our Madden tournament. We can put that game on in the background. Great. Perfect. We'll distract you. 30 minutes after the hour, a very successful weekend for the Buffs, the Bears, and the Rams. But a lot of tests coming up, especially for Colorado State. I expect CU to win a handful of games here coming up. I expect UNC. I think it's realistic to think they can beat Eastern Washington, but I think both teams are not living up to their expectations. So it's just a matter of which one gets it right at the right time. So 50-50 there. Colorado State's going to be a battle. I think they can win one of these against Utah State. And even then, I think that's going to say a lot. But the big question is Colorado State good or are they great? That's a big difference. Boise State and Utah State right now, we're going to say they're great. I think Boise State's they're the team to beat. They've only had the one loss, and that's to a Houston team that's like top 12 in the country. So Boise State's the tough one. I think Utah State's a battle, but yeah, Boise State, they're going. They're going dancing. 31 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It was a very, very interesting playoff weekend in the NFL. I'm still 500 in my picks, Colfax, so I'll take that for now. I got to make my move, though. Got to make the move this weekend. The goal is to finish over 500. That's all I can ask for. But first, let's recap a wild, wild weekend as far as the divisional playoffs are concerned. Started off the weekend, kind of my least favorite game. Rams-Packers, and I like the Rams' defense. I mean, they're one of the best in the league, and obviously Aaron Rodgers. The only reason it was my least favorite game is because you had questions about the quarterback for the Rams. Really couldn't go wrong with it. First quarter, 3-3. Green Bay kind of gets rolling in that second quarter. They outscore the Rams 16-7. Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't like the greatest day of all time, but pretty damn good, pretty damn close. He looks like he's in MVP form. 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and his jersey was clean for the most part. Didn't get sacked once, but Aaron Rodgers, man, hard to get past him in these playoffs.
Rodgers going to throw it. Fire, and it's caught. Touchdown, Adams. Rodgers on the fake, looking, pumping. Rodgers running, and he's in.
Aaron Rodgers, man. I like Tampa Bay, Green Bay. I love it. It's going to be a blast. I'm scared of my Super Bowl pick right now. I'm scared. Does that mean I'm not as confident? No. Just a little scared. Because Aaron Rodgers is scary. The Ravens-Bills. Ravens lose 17-3. It's 10-3 in the third quarter. Baltimore's driving. Now, man, the way the Ravens were moving the ball early in the game, I thought the Ravens are going to run away with this thing, man. Justin Tucker, he missed two field goals. He went 1-for-3. He's the best kicker in the game. He went 1-for-3. What is up with that? Anyway, that hurt. Not saying that would have changed things. The Ravens are driving, trying to tie this game up. And this is really when everything, when all of it hit the fan after this Lamar Jackson interception.
The backfield flanking Jackson. He stays in the block. Jackson fires, and that will be intercepted in the end zone by Johnson. Karen Johnson, and only Jackson can stop him now. Too late to the end zone. Touchdown.
Taron Johnson with the pick. I mean, that was it. That was pretty much the game winner. The next possession, the Ravens are in trouble. Lamar gets called for an intentional grounding and decided, almost in his own end zone, and then he goes down with a concussion, out for the game. And Tyler Huntley coming in was admirable. You know, I mean, he didn't look scared at all being a rookie. So, I mean, that was... But still, it's not Lamar Jackson. It's not your main leader on the field. And I don't know if that makes a difference, but certainly hurt. And it was a bummer to see it end that way for the Ravens. But they the Bills hand it to them, man. Bills Mafia. Best fan base in football, according to the Hooligans. Next up, the Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes was playing great. He gets the concussion. He had 255 yards and a touchdown before he goes down. But leave it to Chad Henne with no playoff experience, but he's been in the league forever. Comes in, he throws a pick to give the Browns an opportunity late. Kansas City comes up with the key stop, but now the Chiefs got to convert. They got to get some first downs. There's two plays that you're going to remember Chad Henne for. If the Chiefs go on to win the Super Bowl, these two plays, I'm not going to say they won the game, certainly secured the game.
Here's Henne in trouble, trying to run for it. Running, he's going to dive for it!
Brady!
Oh, there is a play. Henne rolling out, throws it! Hell! And the Chiefs!
Yeah. I mean, did you see it, Chad? I thought he had the first down on the run, honestly, but they changed it there. They measured. No. Andy Reid goes for it, decides to go for it on fourth down. They're basically in midfield. If Cleveland gets the ball there, they still need a touchdown. You're trusting that defense. You're also trusting Chad Henne, a guy who's not seen the field like that in that situation. Oh, boy. But somehow, and Tyreek Hill, trust him. 8 receptions, 110 yards. Travis Kelce was so pumped, sprinted up to Henne, man, after the run when they thought they had the first down. I thought he was going to knock him over, kill the guy, but they found a way to do it. Chiefs moving on. Now we wait. We pay attention to Patrick Mahomes. What is it going to look like for him as he's in that concussion protocol? All right, to wrap up the night. Listen, Tom Brady was efficient for the most part. I mean, 18-33, yeah, maybe, but 92 quarterback rating, not bad. 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. But the story really was Drew Brees struggling. And this Tampa Bay defense, they are the best in the league.
Second and 8. Brees throws, and he's picked by Devin White. Another turnover, and White picks his way down the sideline.
Devin White, love that guy. Sensational. He finds a way to get a big play. They forced a couple of fumble, or they forced a fumble too. I mean, there was a lot of big moments in this game. They picked off Drew Brees 3 times. Sean Murphy bunting had one. took that one back 36 yards. Devin White turned it back. I mean, these were big picks. They weren't just picks. You had collectively 64 yards in interception return for this defense. That's pretty darn good. You're going to put them in great position. So I won't pretend that this was about Tom Brady. This was about this defense. This kind of reminds me of that Broncos Super Bowl a few years ago. Tom's playing way better than Peyton was at this stage. Tom is still like big time, you know, top 10 caliber quarterback, but we're just not used to seeing him not completely have at least a few games in there where he's running it. It's about this defense. So if you can get Tom to be efficient, come up with big plays for you here and again, you allow this defense to work, and that's what happened. I mean, the Saints go up 6-0 early. Took a while for the Bucs to get that lead, but they outscored the Saints 10-0, and Tampa Bay's moving on. So now we're set. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City, and Buffalo. I really hope... I know there's Chiefs fans out there that are people that are against the Chiefs, whatever, but you want your best over the weekend, man. You want to see the stars play. And obviously you wish them all the best. And it's a concussion, you know, probably going to be okay in the long run. But this week, we'll see. I mean, do you really think the NFL is going to not let Patrick Mahomes play on Sunday? I mean, come on. That's happening. Concussion protocol, he'll be through that now. How much is that going to impact him, though, with the practice structure and everything? You know, that's going to be interesting. What a fun week, though. The NFL's fun. I mean, you can take your pick, man. It's not going to be a bad Super Bowl. It's either going to be Green Bay or Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Devontae Adams or this crazy good defense. The names in this weekend. I mean, and then on the other side, it's either going to be Kansas City, the favorite. They're like the Golden State Warriors of football. That Golden State from a couple of years ago. So they're entertaining. Whether you love them or hate them, they're highly entertaining. Or you have the Bills that are quickly becoming America's sweetheart. I mean, everybody loves Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, man. The meme going around now is when Stephon Diggs was talking to the camera, Josh Allen's just staring at him like longingly. It's like, I want somebody to look at me the way Josh Allen looks at Stephon Diggs. Well, Diggs is like his guy, man. He just had another beautiful game. He was like okay in Minnesota. Now he's a household name. So you cannot go wrong. Like, a lot of times you get in these championship weekends and you're thinking, well, I really, you know the team that needs to win to make this entertaining. Like when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl a few years back. Was that the matchup you wanted to see? Probably not. Either way, this is the matchup. I did say from the beginning of the season, though, Colfax, it's going to be Tampa Bay and Kansas City. I know, big reach for Kansas City, but I think there are a lot of doubters with Tampa Bay. You know, Tom Brady's old. This defense is really good, but, you know, how much can that carry you? I thought, you know, as long as Tom Brady doesn't throw 30 interceptions, you're going to be all right. Jameis Winston did that with this team, and we know that you put your team in such a bad position. Defense doesn't matter when you're turning the ball over that much. And the other thing we're not talking about yet, and everybody else is, Drew Brees. Is he done? He did have a Super Bowl. He did win a Super Bowl. So I'm glad for him. I like to see the great quarterbacks. You know, I think all of us deep down kind of root for those great guys that we know are Hall of Famers and just overall pretty good dudes. You root for him to get a Super Bowl. So at least he got one of those. I don't know if there's much left in the tank. It's amazing how age changes certain guys. I mean, Tom Brady's a little older, right? And he's still going to... Yeah, I mean, I could still see him playing. I could see him playing another year. I mean, I don't know how much further he's going to go down this road, but yeah, I could see it happening. I mean, he didn't look right after that injury. You know, I just had some moments in that game where it just didn't look right, and you wondered if he was going to be able to get it back, and... Yeah, he missed some big throws, and he was staring down defenders. It might be done. Yeah, but one of the greats. I mean, where does Drew Brees rank in your all-time greats list? He's going to be up there. It's hard to even believe there was a time when he played for the Chargers, but he kind of helped put the Chargers back on the map. But they wanted to go a different direction. Brees wasn't the New Orleans Saints Brees that we came to know. I love what Tyrann Mathieu said about this. And this is kind of all of us fans, too, because he's a New Orleans guy. And he's like, he gave us life. That guy was you know, the bright spot and a lot of negative stuff going on. And it just goes to show you, these guys are making such a big impact on fans, but also these players that grow up and watch these guys. Pretty cool moment at the end of that game. Tom Brady and Drew Brees come out, you know, once they're dressed back in their street clothes, come out, hug in the middle of the field. Nobody, not a lot of people are there anymore. And Brady just starts playing catch with Drew Brees' kids. He's just throwing it to him. I thought that was a pretty special moment. 47 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll get to today's closing thoughts, kind of what we'll wrap up some of today's biggest thoughts. And we'll get you to what's on TV tonight on this Monday night. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
New coach, new season, new hope. UNC Hoops can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, I just think about how fast we rush for new year, new draft, new quarterbacks. Just enjoy the seasons, man. Enjoy these players. Enjoy these guys like Tom Brady. And, you know, I don't know if we saw the last of Drew Brees, but Aaron Rodgers this weekend, take it in. Record those games. You know, my dad still talks about some of the greatest quarterbacks, you know, that he witnessed. And I just think that, you know, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, man, Tom Brady just needs to go. Why? Look at him. Mid-40s. And he's playing in the NFC Championship. I don't care how the rest of the weekend goes for him. If he loses, if he gets blown out, in his mid-40s, and he's playing in the NFC Championship. He's never played in that game before. That's kind of weird to think about. Enjoy it, man. And I look at Drew Brees, and I think of all the moments we had with him, and it's going to be kind of weird. You know, growing up, seeing all these greats. I mean, Peyton Manning was one thing. And that, obviously, that was extremely tough. But Manning, you knew it, man. I mean, you knew it. He was done. He was going to try to coast through the year. And they just happened to win a Super Bowl. It was kind of the perfect thing. But you just knew it was there. Drew didn't quite look like Manning, but it's time. Probably time. I don't want it to happen. If he comes back, then, you know, I'll be happy, and I'll hope he can turn it around and, you know, recover well enough from that injury. But just enjoy it. Enjoy Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers this weekend. And then enjoy Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I mean, you got the young up-and-comers, and you got the guys that have done it for a while at a high level, their entire career. So, I mean, I'm pumped for that. Sit back and enjoy it. Because you don't know if you're going to see a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers NFC Championship ever again. You don't know if you're ever going to see that Tom Brady, Drew Brees matchup ever again, man. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Closing thoughts from the weekend, man. NFL weekend was a lot of fun. I hate seeing star players go down in games like that, especially you know, when games are still up in the air. You know, and if the Browns would have won that game, it would have been, hey, hats off to you. Took advantage of the situation. But the Ravens game, I don't know. I doubt the Ravens come back and win that game, but they still had an opportunity. Nuggets, closing thoughts on that. Boy, Joker's MVP right now. He's playing like the MVP. But you got to have help. Defensively, this team has to be better. You need another guy, and that guy is still sitting out with COVID. And has been out quite some time. The bench, I think the last five games we've been happier with that. I'm not gonna freak out about that Utah game. It's just the fact that you're at 7 losses, 6-7, big stretch coming up. OKC, and then a 5-game road trip against some pretty good teams like the Suns and the Mavericks. The Heat, they're thrown in there. The Spurs are in there. So some big games coming up for the Nuggets. They need to put together a string here. We talked to Zach Stevens. The Von Miller situation, I don't know when we're going to figure out what happened there. We do know that his girlfriend came out on Instagram saying that, or his ex-girlfriend, in their history, Von did not have any of that. There was no domestic violence or anything along that side. So that bodes well for Von, but then what is it? So we're waiting for that. I want to get more into an article that I picked up from the Denver Post with Mr. Kisla talking about what the Broncos should do. Clean house. He's saying get rid of Melvin Gordon. Get rid of a lot of these guys. I'll talk about some of those moves and how maybe things changed throughout the course of the year. And then my game of the week. Oh, man, this is going to be so much fun. A prove-it opportunity for the Colorado State Rams. Nobody's doubting that this is a good team. Nobody's even doubting that this might be kind of a special team. But are they one of the greats? Maybe. And I'm not saying beating Utah State Tuesday suddenly makes them one of the greats, but that would be a marquee victory. They've had a lot of them. This is that stage in the season, though, where even though you won 8 games, you won 9 games, you won 10 games, you still have a lot to play for. And you can still have an average season if you start dropping a lot of these games. If the Rams go 0-for here in the next 4 games, you know, then suddenly you go, all right, Rams are going to probably be middle of the road, a little above middle of the road in the conference. So I'm ready for it. Game of the week tomorrow night, Colorado State, Utah State on CBS Sports Network. So it'll be nationally televised. Another great opportunity. Big one tonight on ESPN in college hoops. Kansas and Baylor going at it. Number 9 taking on number 2. Baylor sitting at, I think they're 8.5-point favorites in this one. We'll get at it for a Top Text Tuesday tomorrow. We could have a winner for the Broncos gift package. It could be the Weld County Swami, or you could stop that, Hulligans. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.